It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMVA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everybody. If you're just tuning in, well, you missed a lot of excitement from our girls' game against Centralia Panthers, overcoming an episode of 12 points and winning 68-61. But we'll see how that momentum carries on here into game number two of the night. It's the boys' game, Hanover Wildcats, the ranked number five team in Class 1A Division II, playing the unranked Class 1A Division I team, the Centralia Panthers. Looking at these records for both these teams, 10-8-4 on the season, 4-0 in CBL play. Centralia Panthers, these boys are also undefeated in CBL play at 3-0 and 7-5 on the season. Centralia boys averaging 47.2 points per game, but they're giving up 55.7 points per game. For Hanover, they're averaging 60.6 points per game, and they are giving up just 51.8 points per game. Corey Jensen is in fifth year here with the program, coaching up the Wildcats, and Nick Evans, he's coached up here for the Centralia Panthers. Again, this Panthers team, they have been being outscored by their opponents, but they've been playing really tough opponents. They played Nemo Central, St. Mary's, Silver Lake. They played Axel, which is arguably probably the best team in Class 1A, Division 2 right now. On the boys' side, they're just absolutely tearing up a storm as they just took a 70-61 point win over the Hanover Wildcats, this boys' team, on last Saturday. But Wildcats, they were able to bounce back and get a win on Tuesday against Dora Odell. They won 73-41. Centralia, they played a game on Tuesday against Care Parabell to bounce back from their back-to-back CVL losses against Axel and Clifton Clyde. And they won against Care Parabell just 63-55. So, again, looking to try to continue the winning streak. Both sides looking for it here. And this one, we got 3:47 left to go here on the pre-clock before we get things going here in the first half. Stay locked in on 2.1 at KMZA. We're back in 3 minutes for the starting lineup. The Hanover Wildcats taking on the Centralia Panthers in a boys' TVL matchup.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KAMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. And let's get on here with our starting lineup, starting out here with the Hanover Wildcats, head coached by Corey Jensen. Starting out with number four, Braylon Mond, the 6'2" junior, the first-team All-League returner. He's got 14.8 points per game this season, 5.3 rebounds a game. Cooper Bruna, the all-star freshman there for himself. He's got 16 points a game, 2.1 rebounds a game, number three. And then number two, Cameron Juman, the 6'2 senior, is averaging 3.5 points per game and nearly 5 rebounds a game. The 6'4 senior, the second team all-league returner, number five, Garrett Martin. And number 10, Kedrick Coers, is averaging 6.3 points per game this season, 3.3 rebounds per game. And for the Centralia Panthers, number one, Jacob Flinty, the 6'1 senior. Number 20, Ben Haverkamp, the 6'1 senior as well. He's averaging 8 points per game and nearly 5 boards a game. Quinton Aldifer, the team leading in scoring right now in the season with 155 points on the year. He averages 14.1 points per game. He's just a young sophomore, number 2. And number 22, Henry Heidemann, the 6'4 senior, who's averaging 10.6 points per game, 6.8 rebounds per game. And Duke Timmel, who's averaging 16.4 points per game, but again, he just kind of got back in this offense not too long ago. But in that time, he's put up 115 points and 71 boards. He has been nothing but a menace for teams on the court to handle the 6'4 senior, number four. So again, for the Panthers, Funty, Haverkamp, Aldifer, Heidemann, and Timmel. And for the Wildcats, Mine, Bruna, Juman, Martin, and Coers. Well, now that being said, stay tuned for four quarters and 32 minutes combined. We're basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA as we go on here with the way on the tip-off. Again, for the Hanover Wildcats this season, 8-4 on the overall. They outscore their opponent 727 to 621. And for the Centralia Panthers, they outscored by their opponent 668 to 566. Now we are ready for the tip-off for the Panthers. It's 6'4 senior Duke Timmel. And for the Hanover Wildcats, well, they put their 6'4 senior in Garrett Martin. And here it will be the Wildcat 6'4 senior who wins it here on the first possession of the game. It goes to Hanover. With it, Cooper Bruna, and they're going to get Cooper Bruna on a charge to start this game. So the first possession of the game here is going to be a turnover by Hanover, as it was a charge by the freshman Cooper Bruna, who's been such a star point guard here on this season for the Wildcats. Henry Heidemann out to his right, up top to Aldifer. Aldifer taking no time to shoot a three and to not miss. Aldifer unsealing the lid of the rim on the first shot of the game here for Centralia. They lead up by 3-0. That's going to be one of the big keys here coming this game. Can Centralia shoot consistently and continually? We'll see. But also it's about rebounding as Taylor picks up the first board here for the Panthers. Underneath the basket after a drive from Cooper Bruna. Flinty with the ball. 3-point lead here for Centralia. Aldifer thinks the three again from the same spot there at the top left wing. He drives inside, and they're going to get him on a charge. So both teams here with a turnover off charges to start this one. 7:06 in the first quarter. Left to go. It's 3-0. The Panthers lead with the 3-point shot from Aldifer. Throwing it in here, Kedrick Coers for the Wildcats. He throws it into the Hanover lettering on the side where the point guard, Cooper Bruna, will take it down the court. Back to Coers, to Cameron Juneman. And the ball will be last touch here by the Panthers. Just a minute now into this first quarter, 7 to go. Hanover still looking for their first bucket. Looking to get into a offensive set here. A lot of movement inside, a screen set with it, Cameron Judiman, and they're going to get him on a turnover. Traveling. Pack your bags down the court. Panthers back with it. Both out of the three possessions here for Hanover offensively, two have resulted in turnovers. One has resulted in a rebound by Timmel. Aldifer driving, sidestepping, couldn't get the three as he had to pull it back and pass to his right. And Duke Timmel, assist from Henry Heidemann as Timmel goes in for two. And the Panthers up by five. Up 5-0 with 6:30 to go in this opening quarter. With it, Mine, passing out to Martin, and Martin finishing strong to the rim with his left hand, keeping it away from the defender with just his absolute stretch. Aldifer thinks of a long three from about 5 foot off the arc and steady, pulls it back once more. Ben Haverkamp now on the inside, Heidemann fade away from the short corner. And that one will be corralled underneath by Cameron Judiman, who averages 5 rebounds a game. Ball loose on the court. It's on the ground, but Mine saves it at half court. Near side, Cooper Bruna, straightaway shot for the 3, but it's off the rim, and it will be picked up by Heidemann. 3-point lead here, still for Centralia. Ben Haverkamp over the top. A pump fake by Duke Tim. I'm not sure why he didn't go with it originally when he got the ball. A little bit of a pump fake underneath the basket. He still did get fouled. Seemed like that could have been an easy 1-2 punch, but Timmel not really going in as quick as maybe he could have there. But he will still draw the foul, and we'll probably still see if he can get those 2 points anyway. He hits the first one from the free throw line. We'll see if he makes the second. Duke Timmel is up, and he's in. So, regardless, he still hits the 2 points. He goes through the line. He's got 4 points on this game and a board. He shoots now 31 out of 50 on the season. Cooper Bruna, inside drive to Cameron Judiman out the near corner. Up top here, driving at the nail and spinning is Cohurst. Cohurst to his right to Judiman. Judiman up at the top of the dividing line. Now goes right to Mine. Mine going one-on-one against Haverkamp, crossing him up and goes in for two. 3-point game. Once again, Panthers with the possession and the lead. 7-4, 5-10 to go in the first quarter. Flinty holding it high. Jal drives left. Now to Aldifer. Aldifer releasing another three from the same spot he did earlier. He misses. Heidemann recollects. Haverkamp inside. Panthers second chance opportunity. Give and go to Haverkamp. And Haverkamp goes off the basket for two. Credit there, I believe, by Timmel for the assist. 9-4, 5-point lead now for Panthers once again, and that might just be a charge. No, they're going to get a block called underneath by Duke Timmel. He tried to post up. He put his hands below his waistline in front of him. He tried to take it straight on, but unfortunately for himself, he called him on the block. Kedra Cohurst will head up to the line here for the Hanover Wildcat boys, the sophomore, to shoot two. First shot goes up, and it goes in. Excuse me, Cohurst with the and one there as he was able to go in with a layup drive. He makes the and one. He draws it to the 2-point game, 9-7. Turnover quickly, though, here as the Panthers will turn it over for their second of the game. And a chance to tie or take a lead here, down by two, 9-7, 4-4 to go in the first quarter, is the Wildcats. Give and go, off to behind, Mine, jump shot from the left lane, middle of the row. And Heidemann gets the board. He's now at 3. Top of the perimeter, Heidemann to Haverkamp. Haverkamp holding it right now. That's where he'll dribble. To the corner. Inside the wing, Heidemann kicking back behind him on the doorstep of Aldifer. Aldifer driving inside, ringing the bell, goes off, and that will be a rebound by Braylon Mine. Mine now takes it. Left hand driving, and they might just get a foul here against Ben Haverkamp, and that's what they'll call. Third foul of the quarter here against the Panthers. Only two so far against the Hanover Wildcats. First foul of the game from Ben Haverkamp, the 6'01 senior. Throw in from Cohurst to Bruna. Bruna driving inside, one-on-one. What a nice step. They're going to get him there on a travel. He stopped on his right pivot foot, for a jump shot pump fake, and then he made a move to his left inside off a two-leg step, and that right there is going to get called all day. So now three turnovers here for Hanover. Just still trailing by two, 9-7 with 3:53 to go in this first quarter. Duke Timmel nearly losing the ball, keeps a hold of it, and he'll go and attack the rim. It goes off the back of it, and Coherst will get the rebound, and a timeout will look to be called here with 3:47 left to go here in the first quarter. Timeout taken by head coach Gorey Jensen of the Hanover Wildcats. As Cater Coherst just made the rebound, and the Wildcats have possession. Oh, no, looks like they're not calling a timeout. I'm not sure if maybe that was an error there on the sideline. They have the initial T there for a timeout, but they changed it. So we'll stay with it here with 3:40 left to go in the first quarter, 9-7. Centralia still up by two, but Mine up to the free throw line now as he is fouled just inside the paint, and he'll try to tie this one at 9-all. This is the second time up free throw shooting for the Wildcats. This is Mine's attempt. Centralia right now in the game, they are 2-for-2 from the free throw line. And over there, also 2-for-2. A chance to go 3-for-3, as Mine is right now 1-for-1, looking for the 2-for-2 to make it 9-9. That's a lot of rhymes, and that's also going to be a tied ball game. 9-9. With 3:35 left to go here in the first quarter. Aldifer, dribbling right, passes right to Heidemann. Heidemann crosses it left to Aiden Talley, who's in for the first time tonight. With it now, Plenty, bowling it right on a pass to Heidemann. Heidemann couldn't go in with it the first time. He rebounds it back-to-back times, and this time he goes reverse in front of the basket. What a play. It didn't go in, but he draws the foul. He went backwards. But kudos to Henry Heidemann. The back-to-back rebounds offensively to stay active in the paint. And now Heidemann on his first free throw shot. It will go in, and it will keep the lead here for the Panthers as they have yet to trail so far in this game. Heidemann making the first. We'll see if he can make the second, and he does. That one sinks on through. Panthers now 4-of-4 on the game and in this first quarter. Foul here on the far side corner against Aldifer as he was looking to maybe get a little too aggressive there on that steal from Coherst. That will be another additive foul against the Panthers, which will push them to 5, and Coherst will go up to the line with a chance to tie the game. Mine, his last time up, he went 2-for-2 to tie the game at 9-all. We'll see if this time Coherst can tie it at 11-all. His first shot goes in. His first shot, 6. He is now 2-for-2 on the game. Kadra Coherst, his first time was the and one. This time he's got the proper 2 shots up there. Coherst with 4 points on the game, looking for point number 5. And he gets it. He goes right through the net with that one. And it is now 11-11 with 3:10 left to go in the first quarter. Panthers have yet to trail, and looks like, well, it was almost a near turnover by Centralia, but the referee on the near side, they called Mine on a kick. So Centralia will still have it on their sideline bench. They will throw it into Flenty. Still have to get it past half court. They push it to Heidemann. Now to Flenty. Flenty going for that inside pass. It gets taken away by the freshman Cooper Bruna for our first steal of the game and third turnover by Centralia. Trying to look to finish to the rim and getting fouled. Number 14, Tanner Bruna, who's coming to the game for the first time tonight. Tanner Bruna, who had an absolutely incredible performance on Saturday against Axel, but again, still falling at that 70-61. Tanner Bruna, he misses his first free throw shot. He looks for his first points here in the game, but Tanner Bruna, man, he is just a beast, but he does not start this game. He's coming for the first time now at 61 on the board. Bruna from the line. He goes 0-for-2. Heidemann gets his 6th board of the quarter. It's 11-11 still. Panthers with the ball with 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. Heidemann looking right, surveying, skipping to the far corner. In it for the first time here for the Panthers, Isaac Reinicke. Now back out to the wing to Haverkamp. Flensy back to Haverkamp. Haverkamp jerking it a little inside, and now it goes to the wing. Three-point shot by Reinicke is missed. He has only made one on the season. He is one of 15 now. Rebound by Garrett Martin. Adric Cohers passing off to his right to Tanner Bruna. Bruna driving inside, turning around, trying to finish strong, and it's only a pack of Panthers underneath the basket. But Heidemann with another rebound. Plenty behind him to Heidemann. Heidemann, he has a green light for a three. It goes off the right of the rim, and it will go in for Martin's second rebound of the game. We're still tied at 11-11. It's been that way for now a couple minutes. And they're going to get a foul here on the near side once again against the Panthers. So now Hanover has a chance to take the lead from the free throw line, which Andrew Coers, the sophomore, who's right now 3 of 3 on this game. He's got 6 total points. 5 total points. 13-11. The Wildcats already with the lead here. They've taken the lead, 13-11. As is Coers, who maybe and one. I guess I didn't see that one go in. Must have just slipped out of my peripheral. But 15-11 as Coers gets the and one to go in. Centralia throwing it underneath the baseline, and they trail by 4, 15-11. The Wildcats have taken their first lead here. Applying a full court pressure. Breaking it is Centralia, and Reinicke goes in for two. A great fast break down the court. Reinicke averages 2 points a game while he's got his two. Now it's a 2-point game at 15-13 and a foul on the near side on the far wing. They'll get it against Jacob Flensy. 1:16 to go in the first quarter. Now up the line will go Hunter Kikafer. And his first shot will go up and head out. So far, Hanover making 6 free throw shots on this game, and they have only missed 4. As Kikafer goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. 15-13, down the court, getting the ball pushed, trailing by 2, the Panthers. Inside, back to the baseline. Great pass by Heidemann to return it to Haverkamp. And that ties it at 15 all with 55 left to go in this first quarter. Bruna at the nail, behind to Mine, and they're going to get Mine on a charge. That is the second charge in this quarter by the Wildcats. One by Cooper Bruna, the other by Braylon Mine. Braylon Mine now picks up his first foul here of the quarter. Both teams in double bonus. Next foul by either side will send the opponent to the line. Heidemann looking around. Goes to Flensy. Flensy on the wing. Aiden Talley's back in it. To Reinicke. Reinicke back to Talley. Talley, no hesitation on the shot. Misses. But Reinicke rebounds it underneath. And he could not go in with it as Coers makes the defensive rebound to retrieve. Coers with it with 26 seconds left in this first quarter. Deadlocked at 15. And now a steal by Haverkamp. A spin, a move, and a foul. Haverkamp is doing, Haverkamp and Heidemann are doing nothing but busting out moves here on the court here for the Panthers. And over now with 5 turnovers in this quarter. Up the line is Haverkamp to try to retake the lead here for the Panthers. And he will miss the first free throw shot. Centralia now 4 of 5 on the game from the charity stripe. Again, both teams are in double bonus for the remaining 17.5 seconds of this first quarter. And that one will drain in by Haverkamp. He goes 1 for 2 at the line, and now our second lead change of the game as the Panthers take a hold by 1, 16-15, with 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Martin, who just got the ball stolen straight from him! That's like taking candy from a baby! And a reverse layup by Haverkamp! What a move! A leak in Mine will finish the quarter! Well, let's see if they're going to give it to him, and they do. What a chaotic end. Mine quickly responds to the amazing move down the court by Haverkamp in for two to make it back to a one-point game, 18-17, but the Panthers with the lead. We're back in 60 here, 92.1 KNZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start of the second quarter, Centralia with it. They're up by one, 18-17, 7:40 left to go here in this second quarter. Centralia, they got the scoring start with that three-point shot. It was the key in the ignition, but it's been about the paint play here that's been the gas that has fueled them. As, again, another point inside the interior, Ben Haverkamp, who went up with it this time, Centralia, now up by 3, 20-17, and they're going to get a foul, the Panthers will, and Kafer will get back to the free throw line. His last time up, he went 0-2. Chance to draw it back within a one-point game for the Hanover Wildcats as they trail by 3, 20-17, 7:24 left to go in the second quarter. Shot up and shot is good for Kick Afer. He's now 1-3 on the game. Centralia, they took the second lead change of the game just in the last couple of minutes against Hanover, fighting a little bit from behind there, but they managed to keep themselves in it. 1-2 at the free throw line goes Kick Afer. He's now 1-4 on the game. The rebound is from Timmel, and he gets the ball to Aldifer. Aldifer pushing it down the court, a 2-point lead, going with the left hand layup inside, and I think they get him on a foul at the top of the elbow. Well, at least they get the Wildcats with a foul at the top of the elbow on the drive from Aldifer. Aldifer, he has 3 points in this game. Again, he unsealed the rim for the Panthers with the first shot with a three-pointer. But as I mentioned, it was just the keys in the ignition. The Panthers have been fueled by paint play all the way here. And speaking about it, Timmel inside the paint, but he gets called a charge. That is the fourth charge we've seen called this game, and that's really interesting. Again, you don't see a whole lot of charges in a game. Usually you might see one or two. It just kind of depends on the official group, on how they identify an offensive player running into a defensive player, unless the defensive player moves at all. But right now, it's been pretty charge-happy. If you make that move as an offensive player, it's more likely going about, well, I would say about 80% against you at this moment. And again, that could just be because it's good charge calls. But it's been on both sides so far. Kafer fouled and will go back up to the free throw line. This time he'll have a chance to tie the game at 20 all. His first shot goes right in. So Kafer, who his first time went up, 0-2. Second time, 1-2. So far, so good with 1-1 on this third attempt. 7:05 to remain in the second quarter. We could just be deadlocked at 20. Up and off the rim. Still a one-point lead here for Centralia. 20-19, 7 left to go in the first half. Kick Afer nearly stealing the ball from Aldifer, but Aldifer keeps it, and I think they're going to get him on a travel, and they will. Couple extra steps from the elbow. Both teams now with 5 turnovers apiece. Hanover, an opportunity emerging to take a lead. Down by 1 with 6:44 in the first half to go. Cooper Bruna stepping inside. Sidesteps left. tries to finish to the basket. Cameron Juneman boards it between three defenders, and they're going to get him on a double dribble. So the senior, Cameron Juneman, crashes the board, fights off three defenders, gets it, and then double dribbles. An unfortunate turnover right back. Havercamp to Aldifer. Aldifer releasing the three. It bangs off the back of the rim. Heidemann gets it. He turns around with a fadeaway, and he couldn't get it to go in. Mime picks up the board. He's down the court at the top of the perimeter. Behind his back, he gives it to Kikafer. Jumper from the elbow, and that one goes in and out of the basket. Plenty crashes the interior to retrieve. And now to Aldifer. Aldifer to Plenty. Plenty keeping it high, goes to his right to Havercamp. Havercamp tussling over the top to Heidemann. Heidemann on the baseline. Fadeaway shot. And that one rolls in for Henry Heidemann. His fourth point in the game. He's also got an outstanding six boards. 3-point lead, 22-19, 5:33 to go in the second quarter. It's in Troy with the lead, trying to respond. Mine inside, rebound by Cooper Bruna. Cooper Bruna, interior pass to Martin. Martin, who is fouled hard a foot from the basket. He is just shoved straight to the ground. Wildcats will have the throw in here underneath their offensive basket, and a timeout will be taken. First here of the game by Corey Jensen. As a team, the Wildcats trail by 3:22-19 with 5:22 to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 on 92.1 KMGA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia's got three fouls here in this first half, and here right now he's just been so dominant for the Centralia team. But he'll have to take the bench, and Aiden Sally will come in. Rebound here by Reineke underneath the basket to start this timeout after the Corey Jensen took it for Wildcats. Foul on the far side again. As I mentioned, Henry Heidemann, he took to the bench. He got substituted out, and he probably won't play for the rest of this first half again. He's got 6 boards, 4 points, and 2 assists, leading Centralia in 2 of those categories in the assists and boards, but he'll have to go to the bench. Aiden Talley will have to look to fill. Havercamp over the top. He finds Aldifer behind his back. He crosses in front now to Plenty. Plenty on the right foot. Side steps, and now he passes left. Now the deep wing. Upside drive to the tip of the perimeter. Now to the right side. Havercamp, Aldifer. Aldifer, pump fake, side steps. Now looks right. Inside drive. Over the top, and that will go off the rim, and Garrett Martin will snatch it for the board. 3-point shot. Cager Coerce on the way. Off the board. Swatted out, and it will be a turnover by the Wildcats. As number 23, Jack Bruner, the freshman, is in for the first time here for Hanover, trying to retrieve, but it went out of bounds. So much youth here for this Hanover team up and coming between the two freshmen who get a lot of starting time, and Cooper Bruner and Jack Bruner. 3-point shot by Aldifer, misses another one. He snaps his hands together, and a little bit of a disappointment, but mine makes the rebound here for the Wildcats. Still down by 3 with 4:10 left to go. Wildcats have the possession in this first half. And Martin tries to go for a dunk, but I think that might have just costed him the easy point. Reineke collects it. He passes to Aldifer. Aldifer in front of him. Now between his legs, he loses the ball, picks it back up to Plenty. Plenty over the head, down to the right of the waist, firing to Havercamp. Tally trying to slow it down, tempo the offense, up top to Havercamp, screen set, near side, Plenty, He was open for three. He had the green light, but instead he races in the interior, and he goes in for two. Centralia up by 5, 24-19. Cameron Juneman on the far side wing. The drive inside the nail, nearly loses it, keeps it from going into the wrong hands and into the right hands of Braylon Mine as he sinks in the three. It's now just a two-point game once again, 24-22, 3:10 left to go in the second quarter. Four fouls here in this quarter against the Panthers, two against the Hanover Wildcats. Inside drive, Reineke, he'll be fouled for the third foul against Hanover. Reineke will go up and shoot two. Reineke on the season, 3 of 8 from the free throw line, a 37% shooter. Centralia has led for most of the time so far in this game. And they will continue to lead with Isaac Reineke extending it. Now to a three-point game as this young six-foot sophomore has the first one go in. Isaac Reineke looking to hit his second one to go 2 for 2. He misses it, but Aiden Talley gets the rebound. It will be reset into the corner, and the Panthers will turn it over. So a great chance for a second chance opportunity with Aiden Talley boarding it. But unfortunately, the ball for the Panthers just goes out of bounds. Still a three-point lead, 25-22, 51 to go in the second quarter. Mine on the interior, working against four defenders, couldn't go in with it. Nearly did, though. Reineke gets another board. He's got four rebounds in this first half and 3 points. Plenty, spinning, out to Haverkamp to the right. 2:33 left to go here in this second quarter. Baseline drive, dribbling, looking out, now to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, ball knocked away, now it's going to be stolen by the freshman. His third steal of the game, Cooper Bruna, and he passes it down the court, and Cameron Juneman cannot hold on. And Juneman will turn the ball over. Three turnovers here in the second corner by the Wildcats. Timeout will be taken. 25-22, the Panthers up by 3 with 2:14 to go in the second quarter. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
25-22, Panthers with the three-point lead with 2:12 left to go here in this second quarter. To Haverkamp. Haverkamp to the corner to Talley. Talley keeping it high, now going low to his waist and passing it left to Plenty. Plenty inside drive in the wing. Kicks to the corner. Now to Reineke. Reineke driving through multiple defenders. Surprised he didn't get called there on a travel there. Looked like he stepped a couple of times, but it will stay here with the Panthers. Haverkamp inside. Baseline pass on the bounce pass. Talley back up to Plenty. Plenty pulling it behind his head. Now fires right on a pass. Talley at the top of the perimeter. Now to Aldifer. Aldifer elbow drive in the nail. He'll be fouled. And that will be the fourth foul of the half, or the quarter, excuse me, by the Wildcats. Both teams here with four fouls in this second quarter. So next foul by either side will be double bonus for the opponent. Aldifer inside to Haverkamp, 1:36 to go. Haverkamp, Aldifer. Aldifer trying to get open for that three-point shot. Couldn't, but he found an opening in the passing lane to Isaac Reineke. One-handed Aldifer just slinging it down underneath the paint. What a great read, keeping his head up. And Reineke gets an offensive board here, a defensive board, excuse me, to get the ball back for Centralia. Plenty, reverse layup. blocked by Tanner Bruna. Mine down the court. Haverkamp nearly trying to snatch it away. Coerce underneath the basket. Boxed out by Plenty for the rebound. 27-22. The Panthers have a 5-point lead here with 54 seconds left to go in the first half. They have a chance to take a little bit of time off the clock here before the end. Look to keep a lead to go in the halftime. This is our halftime show, by the way, brought to you by Highland Community College. Go to home on the Highlands to CDI.edu. We'll have that just here in a little bit. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll talk about some keys of this first half and the second. A little bit of recap as well with it. Here, Aldifer. With 26 seconds, passes it behind him to Haverkamp. Centralia with no shot clock to worry about. Seems that they are going to look to try to get that last second shot off. 16 seconds now. 27-22, up by 5. Centralia just working around the perimeter. 8 seconds now. Haverkamp stepping back. He can't shoot. Now to Talley. Now to Aldifer with 3 seconds. Sidesteps the 3-point shot and off the rim! What a great million-dollar move, but unfortunately just a 10-cent finish there by Aldifer to end this first half. But still the Panthers leading 27-22, up by 5 against the Hanover Wildcats, the number 5-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. We'll be back in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Panthers, 27-22.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the online at highlandcc.edu. The Hanover Wildcats, they had to lead at 1 point. They don't have it now. They trail by 5, 27-22. Centralia Panthers with that 5-point lead. We had a big opening first quarter where Centralia outscored Hanover 18-17. And here Hanover, Centralia also outscoring the second quarter, just 9-5. So that second quarter, again, for both sides, primarily a defensive quarter, just mostly relying on rebounding. Both teams were on the double bonus. They had a lot of fouls, but really not many people were hitting from that free throw line, and the three-point shots weren't going in. It was just a low-scoring quarter overall with a lot of turnovers with three on both sides in it. But still, Centralia up by 5, 27-22. Let's talk about some stats right now. Panthers out rebounding the Wildcats. 16-12 on the free throw line. The Panthers are 5-6. Hanover, 8-12. Both teams with a 3-point shot here, just one. Centralia, they got 3 assists on this game. Turnovers, Hanover with 8, Centralia with 6. Both teams have 2 steals. Leading scoring right now, Mine with 9 points for the Wildcats. Martin with 2 points, 4 boards, and Kadri Kodoris with 8 points and 2 boards. For the Centralia Panthers, Fed Haverkamp leading the way with 9 points, a board, and 2 steals. Kristen Aldifer, he had that 3-point shot that began the game, but that's all he spoke so far. In this one, he's got also just 1 assist. Henry Heidemann, he had to step out for the final 5 minutes of the second quarter. But up to that point, he had two assists, 6 boards, and 4 points, going 2 for 2 at the free throw line as well. He was having an incredible first half, but Hanover attacked him. They attacked him on the inside, and they were able to get him off the court for a long period of time. And really, it's great on Centralia that they were able to plug in pieces like Aiden Sally and Isaac Reinecke. And let's talk about Reinecke specifically for a second here. He's a young sophomore, 6 foot. Haven't seen him this so far this season. The games I've watched really had that game where it feels like he's really starting to put a big contribution to the court side. Well, let me tell you, the kid has done it tonight. He's got 5 rebounds in the first half with 5 points. From the free throw line, he went 1 of 2, and he had 4 rebounds in the second quarter alone. He's really starting to get comfortable here in the offense, as he has to be. He's getting a lot more time with it, as again, Heidemann had to step out. But I assume Heidemann will probably be playing for the third quarter, unless we pick up his 4th foul, and we might see him head back to the bench. But again, we'll see what Coach Nick Evans does with that decision right there. But right now, Centralia is still 27-22. Looking at some keys here in the second half, it is huge that Centralia, in the times I have seen them, the 3-point shot has been kind of a pillow for them. It's something that they can kind of rely on. But right now in this game, listen, the 3-point shot, I said it once, said it twice, I'll say it 3 times here. It was the key into the ignition, but since then they have been fueled from the inside, the paint play, and they have just been searing the bucket, and they have been dominating on the inside. And over on the other hand, also kind of same thing. They've only hit 1 3-point shot. It's just been the interior play. Both sides right now, they're getting the canvas all dirtied up with all kinds of splotches. It is just interior play, paint play. That's pretty much what it is dominated, because mostly is those big guys underneath. So we'll see how things go here in the second half for both of these sides, and we'll see what the adjustments are brought on for both these teams. Again, the Centralia Panthers of Class 1 in Division 1 taking on the ranked number 5 team of Class 1 in Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats. Both teams still undefeated in TVL play. We'll take about a 3-minute break here, and then we'll be back on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back from our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, coast to home, online at highlandcc.edu. 27-22. The Panthers lead up by five. And just 30 seconds left here on this halftime clock until we get started. We got two more quarters of regulation, 16 minutes guaranteed. Buckle up. We got a great one here on 92.1 KMZA by the MSC Sports Radio Network. And over here to start off the second half with the ball. Again, this team, Wildcats, only had 5 points in the second quarter. The three from Mime and an intricate Gaffer who went 2 of 3 up at the three-throw line. I mean, 2 of 5 at the free-throw line he went. Mine dumping inside to Juneman, and Juneman, that one bounced right off of his face, but he managed to get it and go in for two. Mine credited with the rough assist there, but assist nonetheless. Heidemann driving inside, and he draws a foul against the defender, Garrett Martin. And Heidemann, who was getting in the foul trouble in the first half, now causes the foul trouble as he gets Garrett Martin to get called for his third of the game. So two of the tallest guys in the court for both sides here with three fouls. The senior Heidemann with three, and the senior Martin for the Wildcats with three as well. But Henry Heidemann, he has just been so much more vocal in this game, especially from the underneath of the basket. He goes 1 for 2 up here at the free throw line, and here it will be rebounded by Cameron Juneman before it is stolen by Plenty underneath. Plenty nearly had the assist, but Hagerkamp couldn't finish, but it will be another turnover. So back-to-back turnovers here for the Hanover Wildcats. It was Mine who had his back heel on the baseline, which caused the turnover. Plenty driving right, down the right side lane, taking a nice step inside, but just lost footing, and Mine takes up the board. So Centralia had back-to-back turnovers to get points and couldn't take control. Coerce gets the board to reset things for Wildcats on the offensive side of things. So a second chance opportunity. Outside the perimeter right now, Garrett Martin by just a right foot hair. And now Coerce drives himself to give and go, kicks it out. Cameron Juneman now out to the corner. He fires it off to Garrett Martin. Back to the corner to Juneman. He was open for three but did not take it. Cooper Bruna, he could have maybe took a three there, but instead he takes the drive inside, and Cooper Bruna gets his first points in the game. He's got a board, two steals, and his first points. Back to a two-point game. 28-26. Centralia up by two with 6:26 to go in the third quarter. Aiden Talley stepping back for three, but he misses off the rim, and the rebound will be picked up by, again, Mine. He's got back-to-back now. Underneath, Cameron Juneman ties this game up. He's got 4 points already in the second half. He had no points in the first. We're deadlocked at 28 apiece with 6:06 left to go here in the third quarter. Inside, pass, Plenty, Heidemann, Talley, back to Heidemann, and Martin gets the steal. Down the court, the ball gets pushed. Give Garrett Martin the assist as Juneman is on fire in this third quarter with nearly six straight points, but four straight. And that gives Hanover the lead up by two, 30-28. We'll take a 30-second timeout, 92.1 KMZA. Nick Evans of the Panthers calling the timeout.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Hanover, 8 minutes in the second quarter, scored only 5 points, but with only the first 2 minutes and 8 seconds, they have scored 8 points here to start the third quarter. They have taken the lead 30-28. They're outscoring the Panthers right now in this second quarter, third quarter. On the ground, looks like they might get a jump ball on the far side wing. And it looks like a timeout is going to get taken here by, again, Nick Evans to try to keep that possession for Centralia up 30-28. We're going to take another quick 30-second timeout. We're back in 3-2.1 KMZA, 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Centralia trail by two.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My underneath the backboard coming out of the timeout. Hanover now up by four, 32-28. The jump ball looked to actually change the possessions, and Centralia did not keep the ball. Foul called against Henry Heidemann. That will be his fourth of the game. Major. I wonder what the decision is going to be here on Heidemann, and he will come out and probably won't see him until that fourth quarter. Duke Timmel, the 6'4" senior, will come in for Centralia. Ball here, back to Hanover. The seventh turnover of the game by Centralia. Juneman, inside drive. Kicks back out, nine, the three, and off the rim, snatch from Aldifer, his first rebound of the game. Trailing by four. Right now, Centralia is being outscored 10-1 in the third quarter to start. Big time adjustment coming out for Corey Jensen. Another foul called against the Wildcats. Third foul against Cooper Bruna. So three here against Martin for the Wildcats and three against Bruna. Something to keep in mind here. Timmel, and he's going to get a travel. Panthers turning it over for their eighth turnover of the game. Ball will go back to the Wildcats as they are ahead by four, 32-28. Brandon Mine throws into Kadrick Coers, who had 8 points in the first half, all coming from the first quarter. We'll see how he tries to impact the start of the third. Mine underneath, passed by Cooper Bruna, and that's going to give him the assist. As Mine goes in for two, he's got now 13 points on the game. The first team all-league returner in Braylon Mine. Now a six-point lead for Hanover, their largest lead against Centralia. Haverkamp working behind him back to Aldifer. Aldifer inside drive, reverse underneath, and that will be missed. Martin gets the rebound. Now down the court, Kadra Coers gets his own board after missing the three-pointer. And he almost got the assist there to Martin, but Martin couldn't finish into the rim, and then Haverkamp makes the rebound. Duke Timmel on the inside, the interior of the wing, in the lane, B3, three defenders. He is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. Centralia being outscored 12-1 in the third quarter right now. They're only points from the free throw line off of Henry Heidemann, who will be on the bench for the remaining 3:50 of this third. Most likely. Free throw shot up and in for Duke Simmel. Duke Simmel, who right now on the season is shooting 32 of 51. He's an above 60% shooter. Tonight, he has been perfect. Aiden Talley steps off, and Isaac Reinicke comes back in. Reinicke had that incredible second quarter. Probably one of his best showings in a quarter so far this season. And Duke Timmel, he goes 2 for 2 at the line. The Panthers, they've only missed 2 free throw shots so far in this game. It's a 4-point game, 34-30. Hanover still with the lead, and it's going to be another foul here against Centralia underneath the basket. It is either between Timmel and Aldifer, as they were both there in the foul area, and Duke Timmel will be given his 4th foul of the game. So 4 fouls for both 6'4" seniors in Heidman and Timmel. Martin hits his first one from the line. And now another, and now both 6'4" players are off the court now for Centralia. Mixed toss-up, 6'1" from Haver Camp and Plenty. So it's going to be interesting to see how the boards play out for this next 3:39 in the third. Martin 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Extends it to back to a 6-point lead, 36-30. 3:39 left to go in this third quarter. Centralia playing with a lot of guard play now. They actually pretty much only have guards out on the court. You kind of have a little bit of a switch from Haverkamp, but for the most part, you're looking to a lot of high-heavy shooters here from the outside. So we'll see how they attack the interior. Ow! Stolen away by Tanner Bruna. His first steal of the game down the court. It's a track race, and we got our first dunk of the game! Tanner Bruna had the green light and went for the big-time dunk. His first points of the game from on top of the rim. Centralia tries to respond with Plenty, driving to the basket, and he will be fouled to go shoot up 2. It's an 8-point game as now Hanover leads 38-30 with 3:11 to go here in the third quarter. Centralia is still again with their two biggest and highest scoring players this season off the bench. Heidman, who averages 10.6 points per game, and Timmel, who averages 16.4 points per game, are both having to sit out for the next 3 minutes and 11 seconds as they are both at 4 fouls. Plenty from the line. Punches and hits. He goes 1 for 2. Jack down by 7. 38-31. 3:06 to go in the third. Hanover with the lead and the ball. Coherst behind, setting a screen for Mine. Now to Bruna, who just had that big-time dunk. He tries to re-attack the rim, and he will be fouled. That will be between Aldifer and Reinicke, as they were both really handsy in the interior of that. And it's going to get called against Reinicke for his 2nd foul of the game. Mine now to Bikeman, who's into the game for the first time tonight for the Wildcats. They over the top to half court. Back to Coerce. Coerce drives inside, kicks out. Bikeman takes a 3, and it's nothing but net. Brant Bikeman has been on the bench for the entire game, but he comes off in his first 60 seconds. Finds the basket for a long 3. Plenty inside the paint. Might have just got the and one. We'll see if they give it to him. Mike called that before the shot went up, and they will officially say it's the and one for Jacob Plenty. Plenty now with 5 points on the game, the 5 points per game average. We'll see if he can get his 6 from the line with the and one. So he draws it in a 7-point game, and he does. Timeout taken on the court. 2:26 left to go in the third quarter. It's 34-41. It's a 30-second timeout by Centralia. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZN.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hanover started this quarter outscoring Centralia 12-2, but the last 14 points have gone even, 7-7 between both sides, as Hanover still just clings on to the 7-point lead, 41-34, but they are in foul trouble in this quarter specifically, as they are in the double bonus. So they will, their next foul will force Centralia up to the line. However, Centralia, they still have one to give, but not really much room, as those Centralia hasn't had a whole lot of fouls this game. Their fouls have only gone to two players, and that has forced those two players out on the bench. Wildcats, their 11th turnover here on the game. Nice takeaway there by Haverkamp to force it out of bounds. Haverkamp gets it on the inbound here past half court. Now to Reinicke. Reinicke on the inside baseline drive, and that's going to be a charge. Third charge of the game, third charge of the game against Detroit, but the fifth total. Again, I talked about it at halftime. We've been seeing a lot of charges being called both ways here. They're not easy on those offensive players. That will be the 11th turnover ninth turnover for Centralia. Cohurst, open for three at the top of the perimeter. He misses, and Flinty crashes the board. Flinty taking it down the court for the Panthers to Haverkamp. Screen set. Haverkamp pump fakes. Now Tally. Tally looks for three. Couldn't take. Now back to Aldifer. Aldifer, he wants a screen. He will look to take it off the right now. Back left side as he crosses. Inside. Baseline. Looking between. He's trying to get it back up top, but Garrett Martin steals it. Cohurst down the court out of the fast break. Will be fouled and will go up and shoot two from the line. And now Centralia has no more fouls to give in this quarter. Major Cohurst, who had 8 points in the first quarter of this game and two boards, has been silent since, at least on the scoring part of the stat sheet. And he's been silent no more. He's got his 9th point of the game from the line. It's back to an 8-point game, 42-34, with 1:20 left to go in the third quarter with Hanover ahead. Now, saying the 1-point, or the 8-point game, as Cohurst goes 1-for-2 at the line. Missing his second, rebounded by Flinty. Flinty to Aldifer. Aldifer driving inside on the block, fouled by Fikeman. Best case scenario for Centralia is to maybe hit a couple of shots here, just one or two before this third quarter ends, and stay clean on the defensive side and get into that fourth quarter with two of your big guys on the court. Make sure they don't foul out. Aldifer from the free throw line, his first time tonight. His first shot goes up and out. And Aldifer has just really had a rough game. It feels like a lot of games for Aldifer is just extremely high, or it's kind of in a mid-range to a little low. But right now, he's just at 3 points on this game, and now he's at four. Not to say he's a bad player. He's an absolutely incredible player. He averages 14.1 points per game and 2.8 rebounds a game. This one, he's just kind of been taken out of the picture. Flinty, he's got now back-to-back defensive rebounds now, and it looks like they're going to get a foul called against Hanover. They're going to get that block. I think Fikeman and Hanover was maybe wanting another charge. They won't charge it against Centralia. Now we'll get Haverkamp up to the line for the Panthers. It's a 7-point game, 42-35, and Haverkamp has a chance to drill it closer. His first shot goes up, and it goes in. It's now just a 6-point game, 42-36. Ben Haverkamp with now 10 digits on the game. And now, well, it looks like they might get a violation inside the lane, so even though the second shot was missed, it didn't count anyway. 42-36, up by 6. Wildcats looking to try maybe to get a good bucket here to end this third quarter to find some momentum before the fourth. Bruna to Mime. Back to Bruna. 3-point shot. That could be some momentum. In and out of the basket. Aldifer gets the board. He pushes it down the court quickly to Reinicke. Reinicke inside Suhaver-Kaverkamp, and he shoots a three! And it goes in for three. Kaverkamp in the bowl to make it a three-point game, 42-39. Mine inside, he jumps in for two. It's now a five-point game, 45-39, 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kaverkamp near his side, Reinicke stepping back. Now to Flinty. Centralia a chance to end this quarter with a shot. That's going to be a half-court violation. They'll get the half-court now against Eldefer. Missed pass there by Reinicke. That'll be 11th turnover against Centralia. And now the Wildcats will have a chance to end this quarter with a last-second shot. They are up by 5, 45-39 with 2.9 seconds left to go. It'll be Coehurst here on the inbound. Garrett Martin, the one inside the paint. It's Aiden Sally on his defensive side. At half court, though, is Braylon Mine. If Mine gets this one, it will be a quick shot from the top of the perimeter. And with 1 second left to go, that one's going to be missed by a mile by Santa Bruno. That'll end the third quarter, 44-39. The Wildcats take over the lead from Centralia, up by five. We're back in 60. Stay locked in for the fourth and final quarter, possibly. 92.1, KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are in our final quarter of regulation, 44-39 is the score. Hanover with the lead, and they will start this quarter with a brutal turnover as hands on the head. Mine is just astonished by the accidental pass he just made to throw it out of bounds with no one even in the area to receive the pass. But Centralia, they survived the third quarter. Eldefer starts this fourth with a huge layup. And that will draw within three, 44-41. Tanner Bruna pump fakes inside, kicks it out. Mine thinks the three. Ball up in the air. Oliver gets the steal. One-on-one against Coehurst. Takes the step, and he will be fouled. And will go up and shoot two at the line. And I was talking about Oliver. He's a great player. He just needs to find a comfort zone. Well, let me tell you, he has found it to start this fourth quarter. We'll see if he can stick with it. He has a chance to draw this within a one-point game in the fourth quarter. Up and in for Quinton Aldefer. His last time up, 1-for-2. Made the first, missed the second. We'll see how he does this time around. Again, 44-42, 7:24. Let's begin the fourth quarter. In that girls game, keep in mind, the girls came back from a 12-point deficit in the third quarter, making a comeback for Centralia. Can the boys do it too? Well, they're getting close. Centralia now within by one. As Aldefer goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line to make it 44-43. Keep in mind, Centralia now having their best two players available for them on their roster. I shouldn't say their best two players, but their two biggest post players, and both Heidemann and Timmel, which are their tallest players. And right now they're defending the interior. And that's why Hanover is struggling right now is Juneman, he's able to actually make the board and go back in with it. Jimmy hit the first 6 points there for the Wildcats in that third quarter, but here he's got the first points before them here in the fourth. Flinty going in to respond with two. It's 46-45, still down by one. Hanover up by one with 6:36 to go. Cooper Bruna to Mine, nearly stolen by Aldifer. Mine back to Cooper Bruna. Up top, inside, to the elbow, shot up, one-handed. Cohurst gets his own rebound through the corner, and a foul against Centralia. And I think that's that's not a foul. That ball just goes out of bounds. I was going to say, that might have been, again, Henry Heidemann. He is on thin ice. He is at 4,000, so is Duke Till, but they're both in the game here. Three-point shot on the way, and what a view from Mine, as that was nothing but net from the wing. 49-45, 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia trailing with the ball. Standing at half court right now is Haver Camp. He gets the screen. He drives inside. He's got the lane, but he couldn't go over Martin. And that's going to be a foul out. The Duke Timmel will go to the bench. He ran into the offender. Unfortunately, now the 6'4" senior averages 16 points a game. They'll have to be unavailable for the remaining 5:55. Well, now if you're Hanover, you're looking at one more target. You're looking to foul out Heidemann as well, and you will have taken out both 6'4" posts from Centralia. Hanover, 4-point lead, 5:44 to go in this fourth quarter. Cohurst with it for the Wildcats. Mine stepping up to the wing where he last shot his three-pointer. This time passes it. Back to Mine. He's at the same spot. Can he get lucky twice? Yes, he can. Lightning just struck the same spot twice, in fact. 52-45. Now back to a 7-point game here. Plenty spinning around. Fadeaway shot. Nothing but net. Incredible mechanics. And now Nick Evans wants to call a timeout as his team is back down just by 52-47 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break here. We're back in 60, 5:20 to go in the fourth. Centralia down, 52-47.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
52-47. Wildcats clean up the timeout taken by Nick Evans. 5:10 left to go in this fourth quarter. Cohurst to Bruna. Bruna inside. Mine fighting through defenders. Fights through the net and goes in for two. Mine has 8 points here in this fourth quarter on the game. He has been outstanding with more than 20 points total. Heidemann on the inside making a move and he will be fouled. Couldn't get the end one, but he was sure close to it. It's back to a 7-point game though for these Panthers. Down 54-47. Braylon Mine has been just an absolute menace here in the second half for the Wildcats. I mean, he's a first-team All-League return this year. Last year, he averaged 14 points a game. This year, he's averaging 15 points a game. And there has been no answer for the 6'2 junior from Centralia. Heidemann, who's now at 6 points on the game, his second free-throw shot made of the half. And now he makes the third free-throw shot made of the half. As on the half, he is shooting 3 of 4. It's back to a 5-point game, 54-49. The closest Centralia was able to get it was 3. See if they can try to draw it, but they don't have the ball. It is Wildcats possession with Mine having it. Mine, he's hit 2 3-pointers in this fourth quarter, which has been so massive. Might to see if he just gets another one here as he is open again at the top of the wing. Doesn't get the ball though. Instead, it's Judeman who takes it in and couldn't get it to stick. Heidemann crashes the board and retrieves Oliver with it. Oliver at the top of the perimeter goes to Haverkamp. Haverkamp shaking it to his left. Now goes over the top to Heidemann. Heidemann dribbling between three defenders, and he loses the ball, and that's going to be a turnover against Centralia. That's 12th of the game. Centralia averaging 14 turnovers a game. It's just at 12 here today. Both teams actually sit at 12 apiece. 4 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. Wildcats up by 5, 54-49. It's been the start of the show here for mine. He has the ball, then the Cooper Bruna. Bruna Cohurst at the top of the elbow, and he is, well, he looked to be fouled, but there was a timeout right as the foul happened, so that will negate it. And it'll be Hanover, Corey Jensen, who called it. So with 3:54 left to go in the fourth quarter, 54-49, the Wildcats lead. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Make sure you don't miss our KMZ Weekly Locker Room Chats every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30. Also, tonight is Friday. That means we have our scoreboard show right after our game here on KMZA. It's also on KNZA as well that you can tune into. But right now, 3:54 left to go here in this fourth quarter, 54-49, 5-point lead here for the Hanover Wildcats as Corey Jensen just called another timeout in the second half. We've seen three total lead changes in this game. Hanover, who right now is the owner of the last third one. Hanover with the ball, Mine with it, Mine to his left to Cohurst, and Cohurst is going to draw a foul against Haverkamp. That might be Haverkamp's third of the game. I'll put him to three fouls, and that is, so Haverkamp, he has three fouls for Centralia, and Heidemann with four. Tindall's already fouled out with five. Dowling, he's just been such an issue here in this game. Judiman inside, kicked out to Cohurst. He was open for the three-pointer. Instead, he wants to take a lane drive, and the ball will be fought for on the interior side. Judiman will get the board, and will kick it back out. Inside, well, it was a nearly a great pass. Haverkamp, well, he'll be swift to pick up his fourth foul. And that is brutal. The three tallest players here on this team for Centralia, all nearly on the bench, as Haverkamp has four fouls. And Heidemann has four as well. Simmel, again, he already fouled out with five. And he started that at the beginning of this quarter. Three-point shot by Mine off the left side of the rim. And Judiman cannot be guarded as he gets another rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds. We'll say the last one to touch was Aldifer. And the Wildcats will still maintain the possession here, up by 5, 54-49. It's just a 5-point lead here for the Wildcats, but it really feels like it's a mountain to work for the Panthers. Again, they are playing with such, not a deficit really, but the big point here is that they have to play safe. They can't risk fouling out any of their players. They gotta stay balanced with their hands. And they don't want any of their players to get out of this one here. Mine picks it up for another three, and he sinks. Bruna giving the assist there on the kickout. Mine with three threes in this second half. He's got four total on the game. He's got over 23 total points. Heidemann inside. Great pass from Aldifer. Heidemann goes in for two. Aldifer for the second assist. It's a 6-point game. 57-51 with 2:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Cooper Bruna bounce passing underneath. And Cameron Juman is found underneath, and that might just be a foul out here for Centralia. We'll have to wait to see who it was. It was a crowd of players. I'm seeing Haverkamp step to the bench, so that might just be him. Nope, it will be against Flinty. That is his third foul. So Flinty also sits with a sack of fouls. And Cameron Judeman gets the and one to go in. 2:10 left to go now here in this fourth quarter. Down by 9, 60-51. 3-point shot on the way off the rim from Heidemann into the hands of Coehurst. 3-point shot has not been reliant today for Centralia. They've only had 2 3-pointers. Here Martin attempting another dunk, but he has not been able to hit dunks all night long. He has attempted now 2, but Bruna on his one attempt, well, he went in for it. That's actually Bruna's only point or only contribution to the stat sheet in this game is the dunk. 60-51, Wildcats still to lead. Mine pump faking, dribbling inside. Down low, he passes to Martin. That time, Martin, he just makes the smart decision to take an easy layup. Foul here. Oh, they're going to get a charge against Reinicke. That is Reinicke's third foul of the game. So now Reinicke sits the 3 fouls. Oh, wait. No, that's against Henry Heidemann. Isaac Reinicke is the one who came in for him. So now Henry Heidemann is now fouled out. The two tallest players here for Centralia will now have to sit on the bench for the final minute and 42 of this game. And Haverkamp also has 4. So it's just been a rough night here for the posts, just getting outplayed in the interior, mostly with the fouls. Centralia now down by 11, 62-51 with 1:31 to go. Mine inside the lane gets knocked out and rebounded by Haverkamp. Haverkamp, all defer, 3-pointer. That one's off the rim. Reinicke rebounds it, and he goes in for 2. He's now at 7 points on the game. Full timeout taken by Centralia's head coach, Nick Evans, as they trail by 9, 62-53, and 1:12 left to go in this fourth quarter. It is pretty much only guard play for this next minute and 12, so we'll see how Centralia handles. We'll be back in about a minute here on 19.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seconds left on the clock, 62-53. Hanover with the lead. The two biggest and tallest players for the Panthers have fouled out, as well as just the two post players. That being Heidemann and Simmel. Bikeman goes in for 2 to extend this to an 11-point game, 64-53. Plenty fadeaway shot, missed. Reinicke fighting for the rebound. He gets it. He gets it back out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp inside, out to Lawson. Austin Osterhaus, 3-point shot. That one just off the rim, and Bruna collapses on it. And with 27.6 seconds left this game, 11-point lead here for Hanover. It is starting to look a little bleak for the Panthers. Hanover captures this win. They will go to 5-0 in TBL play and 9-4 on the season. Centralia, they would fall to 7-6 and 3-1 in TBL play. Cooper Bruna, the freshman from the free throw line, misses the first one here. For the freshman, hasn't gotten too much here on the score sheet tonight, though on most games he's averaging roughly about 16 points a game. He's only got 2 boards, 2 points, and 2 steals, as well as 2 assists on this game. He also here gets the free throw shot, so he's now at 3 points on the game. Up top, Boston Osterhaus out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, 3-pointer on the way, and it's nothing but net for Haverkamp. 12 seconds left to go. It's a 9-point game with 10 seconds left, but it looks like it will be Hanover. That will come away with the victory. The ball is tipped at half court, And with 2 seconds left to go, mine will hold it out, and that will be your final score of the game. Hanover making the comeback in the third quarter. They win 65-56 over the Hanover Wildcats. A handful of comebacks tonight from both girls and guys, but it's a split as the Panther girls win and the Hanover boys win. We'll be back for a post-game show to talk about this one. Again, Hanover winning 65-56.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money to Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services with bankwithfarmers.com. Hanover boys winning 65-56. They pulled out the comeback there in the third quarter. They were down 27-22 at the half. And Hanover, they only had 5 points in that second quarter. It was a rough offensive quarter for them, and then they exploded. They had 22 points at half. They scored 22 points in the third quarter. They scored a total of 43 points in the second half. They outscored Centralia 43-29 in points there in the second half. It was just an absolute showout for the Wildcats. You know, the start of the third quarter, they were outscoring Centralia 12-2 at one point. And then the next 20 points of that half or that quarter were about 10-10 split going into the fourth quarter. And Centralia, they brought it to a game. They got it to 3 points in the fourth quarter. So even though, yes, it is a 9-point game to finish here, 65-56, Centralia, they got it close. But the big things there were the foul outs. Both Henry Heidemann fouled out of the game in the fourth quarter, and so did Duke Timmel. Duke Timmel, more unfortunately, fouling out in the first 60 seconds of the quarter. So Centralia playing without both their posts in pretty much the entire nearly fourth quarter, it felt like. And that was just a big blow to your team, is having those posts not be in the game and not being able to have them have that presence in the paint. So now you have 6'1" guys and 6' and 5'9" guys, or 5'11" guys taking on guys who are, you know, 6'4" and 6'5" there from the Wildcats. So, you know, you kind of get those mismatches inside, and overall Hanover just dominating that inside of the interior. We're able to do it kind of more successfully. The other thing they did more successfully is taking three-point shots and making them count, making them go in on the game. They hit a total of five. They hit four, though, in the second half. Huge three-point shots, mind you. Braylon Mine, he made three of them. One also was made by Brant Beichman as he came off the bench. I mean, the kid just came off the bench, and he hit a three-point shot like he was warmed up. And that's what you got to love. You got to love players like that that can come off the bench and have that kind of, partake in the game as soon as they come off. But Centralia, they out-rebounded Wildcats all night, 26-24. They had a lot of second-chance opportunity, just not able to take much advantage of them. Free-throw shot, Panthers, they landed 10 on the game. Hanover, they made 13. Centralia, they had three total threes. Hanover, they had five. Both teams with about seven assists, 12 turnovers as well for both sides. And then for steals, Hanover had six, and Centralia, they finished the game with three. Our player of the game for this one goes to Braylon Mine. He finished the game with 26 points and four three-point shots. He had 9 points in that first half. They just went on and played in an incredible second half there. And I also had five boards on the game and two assists. Some other stat lines, Cooper Bruna with 3 points, two boards, two steals, two assists. Cameron June with 11 points on the game and six boards. Garrett Martin, 6 points and five boards, two steals and an assist. And then Kadri Cowers with 8 points and six rebounds on the game. For the Centralia Panthers, Ben Haver can finish with 16 points and 2 3-point shots and three rebounds, two steals. Jacob Flinty finished with 10 points and five boards and one steal. Henry Heidemann, he ended the night with 9 points, eight rebounds, and two assists. This has been 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Again, our final trump tonight, Centralia boys losing 65-56, and the Centralia girls winning by the final score 68-61.